Greetings to all, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The message that I have to share this morning came together because of a few things, and I'd like to share that with you this morning. There was a song in, first of all, let me say this. And just thinking about and realizing about the happenings that we have heard about this past week. And together with a song that our chorus at Bible school sung. Together with, we had an open time, we had a shared time a few days ago at Bible school. And the testimonies that come out of that. So tying those three things together, I would like to just share a few thoughts from the scriptures and from what I feel God is telling us here this morning. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah 53. We'll begin reading in verse 1. Isaiah 53, we'll read the first six verses. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, that when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. This particular scripture is speaking about our Lord, is speaking about Jesus. And so often we read this scripture and we're thinking about the sacrifice. We're thinking about why he came. And that was to bring salvation to us. But there's a part here that I'm afraid sometimes we miss, and I'd like to touch on it. And that's in verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And I'm not sure, again, I'm not sure what is spiritual here and what is not. In one of the Gospels, it particularly mentions, it quotes this scripture, the Gospel writer does, as an indication that Jesus' healing naturally was a fulfillment of this scripture. Jesus came for our salvation, yes. But Jesus also came to bear burdens. Jesus also came to carry them. Jesus also came here, he says, to bring healing. He is the burden bearer. He came to bear our burdens. He came to carry them, and then he came to, and right behind that, he came to heal. The title of this short message here is just simply this: just give it to him. Jesus will bear our burdens. But we must first give it to Him. He will carry them and He will bring healing. I remember when I was doing some doctoring and the information that I have received from my doctor was this: you must first, to be healthy, to get healthy, you must first remove from your body your toxins, your poisons. They must first go. And then the tissues that were damaged by your sickness can begin to heal. And when that's done, that's true healing. I like to apply it a little bit the same way. We've got burdens. I know that. There are pains, there are bruises we encounter in life. We live in a world of just really of brokenness, of sadness and pain. It seems like there's no shortage of grief and disappointments. We live in a world of hurt and pain, and life as we know it can be broken and shattered. There's personal failures, there's broken trust, broken relationships can happen. Sometimes we feel like we're betrayed by friends, disappointed by others, and abused by authorities, maybe. Sometimes we're misunderstood, slandered. Sometimes it feels like we've been taken advantage of. And then there's grief of lost loved ones. There's grief of wayward children. There's regrets for failure. There's regrets of lost opportunities. And sometimes it doesn't even involve people. It's just grief of this life. We need to just give it to Him. We need to give it to Him. Give it to Jesus. As I thought about the Miller family, what can I say to them? What advice can I give? We give our condolences and we give our sympathies, yes. But really, what can we say? I don't know better advice that I could give them. Just give it to Jesus. He is the bearer of burdens. There was a family in Virginia that was traveling just 2 days ago, I think, 2 or 3 days ago, was traveling through rural Wisconsin. And they had a stop sign and their driver didn't stop and was struck by a semi coming from the other direction. A mother, a sister, a married sister and husband and 2 children and 2 friends, and all died in the fiery crash except one. What can we tell them? What would you say? One of my fellow staff members in our Bible school's mother is dying. Living with dementia and slowly dying. What would you tell her husband, who's doing his best to take care of her? What can we say except just give it to Him? Give it to Jesus. One of the students in our Bible school gave a testimony of a really difficult time in the life, in her life, and of their family. Their grandpa was dying, but he was not saved. Tremendous burden, she said, on the family as they watched him die. But she said, we couldn't do anything but give it to Jesus. That's what we could do. Thankfully, her testimony was that about a week before he died, he found the Lord. But leading up to that, another one of the students gave a testimony of when he said he was 15 years old. He was driving there side by side with his cousin and his brother. His cousin was not strapped in. And he said he was wild and reckless, and he upset it on top of his cousin. He said he was life flighted to the hospital. They thought he was going to die. He did make it then. He didn't. He didn't pass away. But he said that night, as a 15-year-old boy, and not knowing how this tragedy is going to end, he said his daddy just came over to him and think of those, maybe the other brother that was strapped in that was okay. And they just took it to Jesus. He found his peace, he said. 15 years old, he said he found his peace that evening. Still didn't know how it was going to turn out, but they took it to Jesus because they knew he could carry the burden. I remember when my sister Sarah was sick with cancer. And she, 11 years ago, right now, she was fighting for her life. She wanted to live. She told us, "I'm not finished yet. There's still things I'd like to do for the Lord." But the only way she could find peace was when she gave it to Jesus. Jesus not only takes our burdens, but he also brings healing. Healing is such a beautiful word. Healing is such, it's simply means to restore back to health. At least, you know, that's what we ask for. Said, Lord, please bring healing to our situation. We'd like for things to be normal again. We'd like for things to be okay, like it was before. You know, Jesus, the healing that comes from the Lord is not always the healing that we expect. We prayed for healing for my sister, and we saw a lot of miracles, but we didn't see the one we were hoping for. But still, Jesus brought healing. So I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your burdens are. We have them. I know we do. We have them. But there is no other answer that I can give you except just bring it to him. How do we do that? How can we come to the place that we're not just saying these words like I'm saying? We'll find that answer in a little bit. But there's another scripture in Luke 4 where Jesus said, you know the place in Luke 4:16 when he stood up in the synagogue, he read the scriptures, and this is what he read: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and sat down, and the people were astonished. Now, I don't know if he got back up again, but Jesus said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Beautiful, beautiful verses here where Jesus was promising healing. He was promising deliverance and recovery and liberty. Glorious. That's our Jesus. But how can we grab a hold of this? How can it be more than just rhetoric? How can it be more than just, you know, I can say, let's take it to Jesus, and it's sort of almost like a cliche, but how can it really be real? And I mentioned about all the pains and the bruises and the grief and the disappointments. Brothers and sisters, Jesus came for those things. Rest assured that he came for those. So what can we do with all this? Number one, I would like to encourage us to believe. We must believe. We must believe the scriptures. We must believe when he says, I will carry them. Just give them to me. Believe that he can and will bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. I just love that word surely that's in the beginning. Surely, it says, surely he hath borne our griefs. Surely he hath carried our sorrows. We believe that in whatever tough situation, and it has to be tough. These examples, in particular of these two families, of what happened just the last couple days. Somehow, we believe that there's a purpose somewhere. Somewhere there's a purpose. Second point, we need to surrender. I know in some of these things, we just need to give up all the arguments, the questions why, the uncertainties. We need to give up the blame games. You know, some of this tough stuff that we go through is of our own making. Some of it's of others. But we have to quit the blame game. We need to give up all the what's fair and what's not fair. And why me? Thirdly, and this is very key, as we think about the burdens that we have and the cares that we have and the tough times that we go through and we wonder why, something we need to remember is that God is allowed to do what he wants. God is allowed to do and is allowed to allow happen whatever he chooses. And it is not for us to tell him otherwise. And so we say, God, I'm okay. I accept and I surrender. Again, I'd like to assure you that the Lord, that healing can come. We need to want it. We need to follow that path. And again, I repeat, wherever you are, and whatever you're going through, just give it to him. Sometime, somewhere, we'll understand better, I think. But at this point, a lot of that is shrouded in the unknown. But my closing scripture here, Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise the Lord for that time. Praise the Lord. We'll get to the other side, and maybe then we can fully understand the reason. But until then, shall we just continue? No matter what comes our way, whatever problems we face, whatever burdens that want to stick to our shoulders, that we just resolve that we will give it to Jesus. I've asked John to